I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. The broadcast of chapels underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew chapter 11. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
So, to understand the gospel just read, you have to know what came before. St. Matthew presents a fast-rising tide of hardships and hurdles, apathy and rejection of the Christ, not so different from our contemporary situation. He sends out the 12, but warns them in advance that life together will be exceedingly difficult. Not peace, but a sword, one family member against another. Jesus is exasperated with a people who should have known better. He talks with the followers of John the Baptizer, now locked up in Herod's prison, disciples who have the audacity to ask whether he is actually the Christ or if they should be looking for another. Good pastor Jesus compares his naysayers to a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats who endlessly complain and deconstruct and criticize. No matter which way they have it, his religious opponents, the doubters, the haters, the apathetic, and they are legion. They never join in. They steadfastly refuse to listen. A multitude of trolls with scowling faces. "Who are you, Jesus? What you're teaching and preaching, Jesus? It's too hard, it's too easy, it's too much, it's too little, it's too early, it's too late, we don't understand it, we already know better. On second thought, why don't you just leave?" All the miracles, all the divine, the mighty works, all of the preaching with seemingly little to show for it. Not many visible results, anything but repentance. Jesus even predicts the demise of the cities he's visited for their lack of faith. All of which takes us now into Matthew chapter 11, a turning point. healing for us poor, miserable sinners, guilty as charged, yes, you and me, so flawed, so damaged and broken in a myriad of ways, nevertheless forgiven and called as his servants, chosen to labor together here, even under the difficult conditions, against fierce opposition, harassed and opposed on every side, frustrated by mission messiness and a mass of humanity far distant from Jesus, this Son of God, who humbled himself into our flesh, entered into a fallen creation to redeem all of us. Jesus speaks to those who would despair of their busyness, their expectations and plans. He speaks to you and me. What if all of this is for nothing? One step forward, it seems like it's always two steps back. The devil is having his way with us. Things are not progressing the way that they should. Jesus speaks to those of us who have every reason to doubt our own abilities. Jesus is speaking a pastoral word to those under the sledgehammer of the law. Be driven, dear saints, into this prayer of Jesus, of praise to the Father and confession of the truth concerning himself as the Son. Because in the end, it's not about you or me. It's about this Jesus into whose nail-scarred hands all things have been given. Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for defending the treasures of your kingdom from the wise and the learned who boast only in themselves. Thank you for hiding your wisdom under man's foolishness, your strength under our weakness, your victory under apparent defeat, your salvation and glory under a cloak of death upon a cross. Thank you for revealing these things to those who are as but little children, to those who bring nothing in themselves. Rejoice, for the Father knows the Son, and the Son knows the Father. Jesus is the perfect revelation of the Father to those whom he has chosen. Fellow laborers, beware the temptation and allurement of self-sufficiency. Take comfort and be certain that here among us, God is at work. Even when by all outward appearances it looks as though he may be far away or preoccupied or unaware, take comfort and be certain that it is God at work in you and for you and only through the Son. And then learn this about the Son. He is gentle and humble of heart. Even with all of your sins and flaws and failures, he bids you come. For even as he bids you come, Christ has fully extended himself to you. The Father sends the Son, humble and obedient, to put sin to death in your flesh, to rescue you from the dread disease that had stolen away your innocence, your blessedness and holiness. Jesus became the little one, lowly and meek. He didn't despise you. Rather, he embraced you. Not on account of anything in you that is holy, anything worth loving or saving in you. Rather, he gathered you in by his merits, his shed blood for the life of the world. Perhaps sometimes this is your experience as it is mine. At virtually any time of the day or night, anxious thoughts strike and your heart skips a beat over the hundreds of things that are on your to-do list. What haven't I gotten done? For my family or at work or with friends, what was promised long ago? To whom should I reach out for that sorely needed, long overdue conversation that one or the both of us dreads? Why am I suddenly replaying past sins in my life right now? Where did all of that come from? All of that, dear friends, is the law, relentlessly grinding us into the dust. But it is Jesus who says, "Come to me." And he explains why it is that us sleepless, wandering beggars are joined in sacred assembly around his font and his altar and his pulpit. Christ, the Son of God, in gentleness and humility, wants you to be constantly drawn near. It's just as trusting and childlike as that. His yoke is easy. His burden is light, because as one of our forefathers in the faith put it, we don't bear grace. Grace bears us. What we two do together, and whatever it is that we accomplish under that grace, granted us as the one holy body of Christ, comes under that simple premise. We do not help or carry along God's grace as if it needed any help. Grace helps us, carries us along, bears us upward. We are not the source. Christ is the source. We are not the givers. We are the receivers, the partakers of his forgiveness, his life, his righteousness. And oh, how we rejoice in bearing such a beautiful yoke together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.